Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has announced a program that will allow some nonviolent offenders who cannot afford bail to be released on their own recognizance until trial. In other words, low-level drug offenders, vandalism charges, public nuisance charges, things like this. Why keep them at the rate of $163 a day at 26 in California? Go home, come back for your trial. Don't be a bother.
I don't know, John. What do you think? I would think that maybe you had me up until, nonviolent offenders got it. But, drug offenses in any case, I think you gotta put them away until you figure it out. Sort it out.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart has also signed on to this. There's pending legislation down in Springfield. There is a quality of life issue with habituals. That's a problem. And then also, remember Willie Horton from Dukakis? As a governor, released Willie Horton on a furlough program. And while he was out, this in Massachusetts years ago, but it might have cost him the presidency, Willie Horton was released, committed another crime. The Bush 41 people were able to use that against Dukakis, go on to victory. But there's that sort of element of chance that comes with releasing anybody at any time, too. And I wonder if the Cook County State's Attorney has thought about that. We welcome back to WDLS Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who joins John and Ray. Good morning, Madam State's Attorney. We appreciate your time. So you think this is a pretty good idea when it comes to nonviolent offenders?
Good morning, and thanks for having me back. Yeah, I mean, to be clear, we release a lot of people on bail every day who can afford to get out, who've committed violent offenses. So, one of the things that has our bail system out of whack is that you can have someone who's had a violent gun offense and charge them with a $100,000 bond. The cost of doing business with these guys is they stack up their money to pay for their bond. So they pay their $10,000 to get out, and they go and commit other crimes. So that's always a risk with the bond system that we have, is that someone can get out and commit other crimes. What we're looking at is kind of the dysfunction in that, is that we have a lot of people in our jails, people who have not yet been convicted of a crime, who've not yet gone to trial for low-level offenses. And when we talk about drug offenders, these are people who are usually addicted to drugs. These are not the sellers. These are the people who bought $20, $30 worth of drugs and have been given a bond of $1,000 that they can't pay to get out.
And then judges still have their discretion to keep them in jail if they feel necessary. How do you, it says here, inmates who showed a propensity for a possible return to jail, such as those agitating victims, would not be considered for the program. How do you define agitators?
Well, so what we talked about, and to be clear, the bond statute is clear. The bond statute says the bond should be given, or consideration should be given, of whether you will harm someone else while out, whether you pose a threat, or you're a flight risk. So what we looked at in identifying the folks for this program are people who had the threshold bond amount, but then we dug a little deeper. So just because it's $1,000 doesn't mean that you don't necessarily pose a threat. And so for some, it may be a person that we saw who would continually go out to a place of business and agitate, customers coming in and out. They've been arrested at that place a number of times. And so it didn't make sense to have that person released with that history if they'd have a propensity to get arrested again.
Are you talking about what about a domestic violence type of a thing? Does this fall under that guise as well, or is it just
absolutely
okay?
Absolutely. And we're looking, again, we're not doing anything in a blanket way. We've taken that threshold amount. We've gone back to the assistant state's attorneys in our courtroom and asked questions. Who is this person? What is their history? What is, why does it make sense to have them here, even if they can't afford their bond? And the cases that we've identified are those cases where we don't believe that there is that threat. Public safety for bonds is the number one priority, and then flight risk. So, again, we've identified folks who are sitting, as you indicated in the intro, in our jails. We have one guy who stole about $300 worth of goods. His bond is actually $300, but he's been sitting in jail since November at a cost to taxpayers of $163 a day, awaiting trial.
Yeah, I think it seems like actually a smart thing to do. We don't want government to work want government to work smarter all the time. So Tom Dart's already kind of sold us on this, and you're on board now, and I know that there's a movement in Springfield to make it happen as well. Thank you for your time, and please stay in touch.
I absolutely will. Thanks for having me back.
Take care. That's Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox joining us here on WDLS.